I am back from my yearly hiatus of going to Disney. And it was great. I loved every second of it. But anyway, we'll get into more of that as the show gets along. It's Pete Hoffman, 888-808-1019. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. I'm here till 6 a.m. as we take you all the way through to Richard Neer. The New York Yankees are 76-53. 76-53. They have two of the best players in baseball. Three, if you want to call Gerrit Cole up, put the Gerrit Cole up there as well. But when you look at the New York Yankees, you say Aaron Judge, MVP. Juan Soto, not too far behind him. But the biggest difference in this New York Yankee team and the reason why they win and the reason that they can go far in the playoffs is because of one player. It's Giancarlo Stanton. If you look at simple facts, with him being in the lineup, the Yankees are 56-31. 56-31. With him not in the lineup this year, they are 20-22. They are under 500 without Giancarlo Stanton. And he's not having this unbelievable resurgence. He's not having an MVP type of year. But what he has always been is a consistent threat at the plate. Bat meets ball. Ball goes out of the stadium, goes into the stands, and he has never wavered. You could sit there and say, well, look at his WAR. It's not really that great. It's 0.6 this year. It doesn't make a difference. Sometimes statistics don't add up to impact, and that is Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, he's a poor man's Aaron Judge at the moment. But guess what? Any team in baseball would take Giancarlo Stanton, a poor man's Aaron Judge. I mean, they just would. Because you put him behind your best players and special things happen. You want to walk Judge? You want to walk Soto? You got to deal with Stanton. And it's not a question of, oh, well, you know, this guy just, he sees the ball so well. He doesn't swing and miss it, crap. No, of course he does. You see him chasing at pitches, like the worst of them. But all it takes is one mistake. All it takes is, listen, pitchers are starting to realize, or maybe not pitchers are, but managers are realizing, you can't pitch to Judge. You can't pitch to Soto anymore. You just can't. But if you start to walk both of those players, you're going to have to throw a pitch to Giancarlo Stanton, and he will hurt you. And he has hurt pitching. Listen, in 320 at-bats, or more than that now, actually, he's got 22 home runs in the season. His OPS, around 800. It's not this prolific hitter. This is not this MVP type of hitter. But he is a massive, massive threat. And the one piece who at every point during the year shows up, doesn't care about the boos, doesn't care about what's being said about him, just goes out and plays. He is the one guy that I trust more than anyone else come playoff time. Now, maybe I'll look at Juan Soto and look at his history and say, yeah, he's won a World Series before. He's performed at elite levels. Okay, fine. But with being a Yankee, being a New York Yankee, Stanton is the one guy who has been consistently good in the playoffs. Maybe not great, but at least performs in the playoffs. You can't say that about anybody else. I mean, you're looking at Judge, who unfortunately hasn't performed. And he's had multiple opportunities to go out there and just put the Yankees on his back. And he hasn't done it yet in the playoffs. Regular season, different story. We're talking about a guy who's got 49 home runs who feels like he's in Barry Bonds mode right now, where you just see a guy so confident that you don't have to pitch to him at all. You can just keep on walking him, but you put one ball in that strike zone area, close to it. He's putting it in the seats. It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. It's something I would like to say I've never seen it before, but again, throwing out that Barry Bonds reference, I've seen it. We've seen it. But it's something that is special. It's very rare. And he's at that elite level that only a few special players can get to. But when it comes to the playoffs, what does Aaron Judge do? What has he done to put the team on his back? He has never done it. But unlike him, you see a Giancarlo Stanton, and he's been pretty good. He's been a player that shows up in the playoffs, who, come playoff time, doesn't change. You want to go through his numbers? We can go through numbers like crazy. We can compare the two and say, oh, well, what has Stanton really done in the playoffs? Well, if I'm correct, in the last Boston series that they played in, if it wasn't for Stanton, I mean, the team was basically lifeless. No one was hitting. It was Stanton and Harrison Bader that were making an impact with the bats. You could sit there and talk about your pitching all day long. You could sit there and talk about how your team is good to go for the playoffs, but if you're not showing up in the playoff, in the big moments, it doesn't make a difference. If Gerrit Cole shuts out a team for 9 innings and you score 0 runs, it's on the offense. And who's it going to look at? Look at Aaron Judge over the years. In 2022, you look at the ALCS versus Houston. I mean, it's not good. He was 1-for-16. I can't even believe I'm looking at that. 1-for-16. That was his last playoff appearance versus the Astros. You even look at the ALDS, the round before it. He did hit 2 home runs, but he was 4-for-20. And you just can go down the list of playoff appearances that he's had, and he just has not shown up yet. 13 home runs in 44 games, batting average of .211, OPS of .772. That's Aaron Judge for you. That's the guy that's carrying. Listen, and I won't deny, you want to sit there and talk about who's carrying the team during the year, that's Aaron Judge. He's the most significant player on the team. But who would I prefer to have in a big spot, someone that I could trust and rely upon, who is there every single year? It's Giancarlo Stanton. And again, this guy, he's never going to be the MVP he was that last year with Miami. But he is consistent. He is scary. He is a threat. And you go through his playoff totals, batting average 260, OPS 963. Yeah, he only has 11 home runs in his 110 plate appearances. But also, he never really had, I guess you could say he had similar. But he, the Judge within these 6 years of his playoff experience, it's just not the same. It doesn't feel the same. In the big spots, in the bright lights, unfortunately, Judge has not been able to be the guy he needs to be. He's not who he is in the regular season, but Stanton is. And that's the guy that's going to be the biggest difference come playoff time. And that's the guy that's, let's be serious. Again, like I started off, 76-53, the New York Yankees, 23 games over 500. But with Stanton, they are 56-31. That's plus 25. 25 games above 500. Without him, they're 20-22. It's a big difference. It is a big, big difference. And think about it. That 56-31 with Stanton was during a huge Aaron Judge slump when he couldn't hit a beach ball thrown to him in April. And yet somehow, some way, New York Yankees found a way to win. But Stanton being gone doesn't make a difference who's in the lineup. It's not the same threat.